Radio.
Peaches.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
The Revolution Starts Now.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush miscalculation. For possibly the first time, George W. Bush has admitted to making a mistake. In an interview with the New York Times, Bush admits he miscalculated what the conditions would be like after the Army's quick victory in Iraq. The president said his administration miscalculated because they never dreamt the victory would be that fast. President Bush also told the Times that he does not believe that John Kerry lied about his war record in Vietnam. A ceasefire appears to be taking hold in Iraq's holy city of Najaf, with the U.S. military not taking any chances. A U.S. defense official says the American forces are wary of these truces since the radical militia has used previous breaks in the fighting to regroup and rearm. Dozens of militants loyal to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have left the city's sacred shrine, handing over control to Iraq's most respected Shiite leader. The peace comes after the militants hold up in the shrine for weeks, using it as a base to attack U.S. forces. A Marine spokesperson says U.S. forces are keeping their positions until further notice to ensure that the truce holds. And the spokesperson added the Americans are remaining in the city at the request of the Iraqi government. The U.S. military says it was targeting an anti-aircraft gun on the back of a truck today in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Witnesses say a U.S. warplane dropped at least two bombs in one neighborhood of the city. A Marine spokesperson says militants tried to open fire against U.S. aircraft and the Americans responded with missile fire. President Bush today signed a series of executive orders aimed at reforming the nation's intelligence community. He nodded his head yes and gave a signing motion to reporters as he was leaving the White House on his way to a campaign stop in Florida. One of the president's orders would temporarily expand the power of the CIA director to oversee the nation's 15 intelligence agencies until Congress creates a position of national intelligence director. The two other orders the president signed set guidelines for the sharing of intelligence among agencies and create a national counterterrorism center. Nine more prisoners at Guantanamo Bay will be charged. Prosecutors say the American people will recognize some of their names when they release. The charges still being determined. Once they're filed, the nine will go before a U.S. military commission. That panel this week started hearing four cases of prisoners charged with offenses that range from conspiracy to aiding the enemy to murder. Police in Athens used tear gas to disperse thousands of angry protesters demonstrating against the upcoming visit by Secretary of State Colin Powell. The demonstrators scuffled with police and attacked journalists during the march through downtown Athens, smashing windows, setting fires, fighting running battles with riot squads. All the while, the protesters shouting slogans against the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq. Powell arrives tomorrow. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Want to go back to high school?
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to what we're sure will be our greatest year in Rydell.
Not even a little? Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
What was
was that ruckus?
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Now you can go back to high school without really going back to high school. Watch AMC's Back to School Movie Marathon, a whole day of your favorite high school movies, like The Breakfast Club, Grease, and 16 Candles. Starts this Sunday at 12 noon, 11 Central, only on AMC.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
The question is not whether New York is ready for the Republican National Convention. It's whether the Republican National Convention is ready for us.
First of all, this isn't their town.
George Bush insists we are safe.
I love to hear Republicans lie.
Our president is an idiot.
It is not anti-American to criticize America.
This is what Republicans do. They're destroyers.
Air America Radio is venturing deep into the heart of the beast, and you'll hear it live all day, every day. Air America's coverage of the Republican National Convention, from the podium to the protests. It all starts Monday on Air America Radio.
Good Friday evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. I understand that we may get a phone call from George Bush tonight. When, Kathy? During the second hour of the program? Top of the second hour? Oh, my God, really? Did you set that up? George Bush himself. I was going to call this. Okay, well, stick around for that. We also have the spy story that broke within the past hour and a half, I believe, possibility of a mole within our government, another Israeli spy. Two words, Jonathan Pollard. This is astonishing if it's happened again, but it would certainly not be a surprise given the fact that American Zionists operate. That's their term. Don't, you know, if you're Jewish, for God's sake, don't email me or call me anti-Semitic or any of that kind of crap, okay? I'm in no mood for it. I never have been. I hate it when I get called that because I criticize the state of Israel. Israel is a sovereign nation. It has as much right to criticism as the United States, Panama, Japan, what have you. So anyway, we have so many American Zionists in positions of extreme power within this administration, the Bush administration, who are influencing or dictating foreign policy. So, you know, you take that for what it's worth. If it pisses you off, I frankly don't care. The truth is the truth. Okay? We'll get to that story in a few minutes. First, from our neighbors to the north, a Canadian member of parliament, Carolyn Parrish, has said she hated, quote, damned Americans, end quote, and called them bastards in the run-up to the Iraq War. She found a new moniker, Idiots, on Wednesday in discussing the planned U.S. missile defense system. It sounds like a member of the Canadian Parliament I could like, right? Well, facts are facts. She's a member of the Liberal Party. She told a small group of demonstrators, quote, "We are not joining the coalition of the idiots. We are going to join the coalition of the wise." Now, Ms. Parrish, who had to apologize for her bastards remark last year, at first denied using the word idiots. And when reporters pointed out they had her remarks on tape, she said, "Well, I don't mean Americans are idiots." Ms. Parrish, we understand that. We know what you're talking about. We know what you're talking about. You're talking about the fake toy leaders of this country. Ms. Parrish then begged reporters there not to use remarks. She said, "Please, guys, don't put that on tape. I already got into trouble once. Really, please, I've had enough trouble." Oh, come on, Ms. Parrish. You are asking news people to behave responsibly? A few hours later, however, according to the Reuters news agency, she had hardened her line. She said, quote, "The last one was a really stupid thing to say. Bastards is an inappropriate word. Idiots is a term people use in everyday conversation," she said. And then she went on. "They tortured people in Iraq. The Iraqis have no weapons of mass destruction. Could somebody explain to me whether you think they're idiots or geniuses?" Now, if you remember, a couple of years ago, a top spokeswoman for former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, her name was Françoise Ducrot, she had to resign for calling Bush a moron. Well, it's a good thing I don't have to resign for calling Bush a moron, huh? God, compare that to what Kim Jong-il called him. Kim Jong-crazy, whatever the hell his name is. Of course, he can't resign. He's a North Korean dictator for all eternity. Chrétien's successor, Prime Minister Paul Martin, has pledged to put relations with Canada's largest trading partner, that's us, on a warmer footing. Martin reminds me, I think, in this context, of what Margaret Thatcher said about Gorbachev. "Well, I do believe he's somebody I could do business with." You know, it does make any difference. Oh, never mind. Prime Minister Martin said after Parrish's latest remarks that the debate about missile defense intended to guard against attacks from what the United States calls rogue states was, in Martin's words, very, very important. Oh, come on, Mr. Prime Minister. You're not serious. Well, I guess you are. But anyway, he told reporters about Ms. Parrish's use of the word idiots, damned Americans, bastards, freaks, whatever she used. She said, Prime Minister said, "There's no room in this debate for that kind of language." However, Ms. Parrish refused to back down. She said, "That's Mr. Martin's opinion. No, I'm not going to apologize." Well, good for you, Ms. Parrish! Facts are facts, right? Of course, this government are bastards, idiots, and whatever other term she wants to use. Of course. Absolutely. We have people in our government, in the highest levels of our government, who are spies for a foreign power. They are advocates of torture. They have corrupted the United States of America to a point that was unimaginable 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 180 years ago, 200 years ago, 220 years ago. That's what the Bush crime family has done. They have destroyed the reputation of this country. They have put every single American and every single American soldier's life at risk now. Because, well, what the hell? The Americans torture, so will we! Nothing wrong with what Miss Parrish said. Facts are facts. Squirmy little things, facts, aren't they, huh? Just won't stay in the box with the lid on, keep pushing the lid off, squirming out, facts. Angel sent me an email. She said, "I don't know what all this means, but doesn't Bush call his Christian foundation his base?" Yes, that's true, Angel. "Isn't that what bin Laden calls his group Al-Qaeda, the base?" Yeah, that's true, Angel. Now, I don't know what all this means, but between Bush and Atta both being in Sarasota the night before 9-1-1 and Daddy Bush and bin Laden's brother meeting when the planes hit, both called the base. Something just seems to stink here, and I need your mind to help figure this one out. Well, Angel, I can't help you. You know, if you and I discuss this, we will be charged with a conspiracy. We'll be charged with conspiracy. I had a fight my own listeners 18 months ago, 2 years ago, about the issue of the Bin Laden family and Saudi members of the Saudi elite being flown out of this country after 9/11 when Americans couldn't fly. But these scum suckers who came and bombed this country, the people who plotted it and planned it.
Ooh, Malloy, you sound conspiratorial.
They were flown out of the country. So, Angel, what can I say? Yeah, Al-Qaeda, loosely translated, I believe, from the Arabic, means the base. And, yes, that is what Bush calls his... But Bush is as much a religious fanatic and freak as any Islamic fundamentalist, all right? Okay. There was an explosion the other day. When was it? Thursday, yesterday morning in Boston. I didn't see this on the news. Somebody sent this to me. An explosion that blew out a number of windows at a Boston area laboratory specializing in stem cell research. According to the FBI, it was a pipe bomb. A pipe bomb. Well, let's see. Who would have put a pipe bomb in a facility specializing in stem cell research? Who would do that? A liberal? No. A Democrat? No. A scientist? No. A medical researcher? No. A religious fanatic who thinks George Bush has been appointed by Christ? Yes. No one was wounded in the blast. The company where it occurred says on its website its technology is focused on organ regeneration and that it is working on cures for diabetes and liver disorders. Well, Jesus would want that stopped immediately. In a statement, Watertown, Massachusetts police confirmed the explosion was a result of a pipe bomb and said they believe someone broke into the facility. No arrests have been made. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Your progress is in megatons. Well, who is left when the war is won? A soldier of a misfortune. A soldier of an angry call. Soldiers on foreign soil. Well, we're not here to fight your wars. We know what you're fighting for.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Want to go back to high school?
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to what we're sure will be our greatest year at Rydell.
Not even a little? Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
What was that ruckus?
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Now you can go back to high school without really going back to high school. Watch AMC's Back to School Movie Marathon, a whole day of your favorite high school movies, like The Breakfast Club, Grease, and 16 Candles. Starts this Sunday at 12 noon, 11 Central, only on AMC.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
The question is not whether New York is ready for the Republican National Convention. It's whether the Republican National Convention is ready for us.
First of all, this isn't their town.
George Bush insists we are safe.
I love to hear Republicans lie.
Our president is an idiot.
It is not anti-American to criticize America.
This is what Republicans do. They're destroyers.
Air America Radio is venturing deep into the heart of the beast, and you'll hear it live all day, every day. Air America's coverage of the Republican National Convention, from the podium to the protests. It all starts Monday on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, or 21, or somewhere around there. So police now confirm that it was a pipe bomb blast at a stem cell lab in Boston, conducted obviously by some right-wing Republican religious terrorist. You know, more domestic terrorism. You know, like the anthrax attacks. Whatever happened to that investigation, huh? The releasing of Valerie Plame's name, huh? There's more domestic terror. It just goes on and on, right? Right? Huh? So here's another example of domestic terrorism. I wonder if John Ashcroft, the religious nutcase who runs the Justice Department, is going to, pull some of his agents off of surveillance of whorehouses. They seem to like that. Or Ashcroft seems to like that. You know, bug the phones of people who go to sex workers. See, I'm not supposed to say whorehouse. Bug the phones of people who call up sex workers, listen to the conversations, and maybe a year from now, when you're finished having fun with the conversations and your own self, arrest them. You know, that's what Ashcroft likes to do. He's fixated on sex, someone else's, because you can look at the man and see that he doesn't do it. But anyway, you know, why pull people off of those sex investigations and try to figure out the pipe bomb exploder? Well, they're in there killing babies. You know, it's stem cell research, so obviously they have a whole crate full of, or a barrel, however they come, of pickled babies. Huh? What, that's a little strong? Maybe they have a whole crate, a barrel of those partial birth fetuses. You know, the ones that are, yeah, right. This is from Oregon. Larry in Eugene, Oregon sent this. This is also from KGW, which obviously is a television and radio station out there, and the Associated Press. The Clackamas County District Attorney's Office said today it is conducting what it calls a non-criminal investigation of Alfred French. He's one of these thugs that has called Democratic presidential candidate and good guy John Kerry a liar in a political commercial. French refers to Kerry as a liar in a political commercial. Now French is being investigated. Why? Because you call Kerry a liar? Well, no. Here's the statement. The Clackamas County District Attorney's Office is in the process of conducting a non-criminal investigation into the most recent allegations raised by the Oregonian newspaper. That's according to the Clackamas County District Attorney John Foote. Said he would not give more details, but the Oregonian newspaper reported that Mr. French acknowledged that he lied about an extramarital affair with the secretary. Oh, really? Is that all it is? Just a little nookie? Oh, well, we don't care about that, you know. So you got a little nookie. So what, on the job? You did it on the job? What, in the office? Oh, that's okay. We can overlook that. What? We don't overlook that anymore? Wait a minute. You mean this guy lied about it? Wait a second. The guy who said Kerry lied about his service? This guy lied about the nookie he got on the job, on company time, on company pay? He's what? He's married? No. So he's been placed on what? Voluntary administrative leave with pay while he's being investigated. No. Oh, tell me it isn't true. Tell me it isn't true. Because, come on, somebody who would accuse John Kerry of lying, you mean to tell me that he lied? He lied? He lied about the nookie? Hey, I got a little nookie. No, I didn't.
Have you ever had an extramarital affair before? We put you in this sensitive position. You know, you're going to be an assistant district attorney here in Clackamas County, Alfred. That means you'll be swearing people in. You'll be saying to people, you swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, right? And we kind of had you under oath, didn't we, Al, when you got this job? And didn't we ask you about the rumors that you had been nukifying around the office? Didn't we ask you? Didn't we ask you? And you said, no, you're a liar. Why do these people always lie about sex?
Yeah, well, come on, don't be stupid, Malloy. You know why they lie about sex.
Pete in Lakeland, Florida, sent this to me. The Bush campaign has put the blue dress on John Kerry. However, the cable news networks are providing the stain. John Kerry must enjoy the blue dress because he has given up the chance to fight back on AWOL Bush and his crappy military record. At every chance, Kerry has provided cover to AWOL Bush by attacking, for example, the MoveOn.org organization when they try to point out Bush's military record. And P.S., Pete writes, then Kerry comes out and says he would have voted the same way still today, knowing what he knows about Iraq now. Well, Pete writes, if Kerry keeps screwing up, I sure as hell hope nobody in the Democratic Party is going to bash Nader. This is why the primaries are so important. Thank the good people in Iowa and the corporate media for taking out Howard Dean. After all, Howard Dean would have put the blue dress on Bush.
Well, yeah, that's
just your opinion, Pete.
Now, who sent me this? Tom in Miami. A right-wing group plans on marching against the left-wing enemies of freedom in New York. You know, there could be some real head bashing in New York. You think so? Tom sent this. This is a something called citizenslobby.com. They sent out this email.
Fellow citizens, while the battle continues amongst GOP delegates over the Republican Party platform, there's another battle taking place on the streets of New York City, where security is tight in the face of thousands of extreme leftists and even anarchists who are planning to disrupt the Republican National Convention. There is one great way to fight back against these radical liberals, and that is to support the counter-protests of RightMarch.com. Our friends at Right March plan to be on the streets to peacefully take on these enemies of freedom. We invite you to support their efforts by reading this special conservative alert. Here's the thank you, CitizensLobby.com. The conservative alert. This is a special message from RightMarch.com. Alert, alert, alert. Our counter-protest against the New York March of the Radical Liberals is ready to roll. But we still need your help, even if you're not coming. Here, first, are the final details for our three-day weekend counter-protest in New York City during the Republican Convention. Friday, August 27th, our pre-protest night rally will be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at St. Malachi's Church. That's located on West 49th Street. August 28th, Saturday, we will protest the March of the Radical Feminists, which travels across the Brooklyn Bridge and then ends up at City Hall. Go to such and such website and you can see the route the feminists will be marching along. And we're going to meet them on the Manhattan side outside the Brooklyn Bridge and protest along their route to City Hall. There's more. Oh, God. Well, Malloy's got to take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll tell you more here from our bulletin.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hey, this is Liz from Unfiltered. Next week, we're going Wi-Fi, broadcasting live on location, 9 to noon.
Yes, Porter's Restaurant at 7th Avenue between 22nd and 23rd is the unfiltered liberal oasis. So don't just waste your time dodging rubber bullets. Come and join us as we rage against the elephants with Unfiltered at Porter's Restaurant. Come and hang out with us.
That's right. Join me, Chuck D, along with Liz and Rachel at Porter's Restaurant on August 30th to September 2nd from 9 until noon. Unfiltered, live from the trenches, y'all.
Seven before the hour. So anyway,
the rightmarch.com and citizenslobby.com, and you know, they're going to be in New York to stop all you radical liberals and you feminists and you communists and you people who hate America. On the 27th, Friday, August 27th, there's going to be a protest, one night pre-protest, or no, it's a pre-protest night rally, St. Malachi's Church. On Saturday, the 28th, they will be protesting the March of the Radical Feminists. That sounds like, I don't know, that sounds like an opera, doesn't it? The March of the Radical Feminists will travel across the Brooklyn Bridge and then ends up at City Hall Park. Rightmarch.com says we will meet at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge and protest along their route to City Hall Park until 4 p.m. Oh, those nasty bitches. Oh, we're going to protest. They're all queers. They're all dykes anyway. Then on Sunday, August 29th, we will protest the large March of the Radical Liberals. Sounds like another... This all sounds like minor operas. March of the Radical Feminists. March of the Radical Liberals. We will protest the March of the Radical Liberals who are protesting the war on terror and the liberation of Iraq. yeah, the liberation of Iran. God, have I mentioned tonight how much I hate these people? Oh, God. We'll meet at 11 a.m. at Madison Square Garden. The far leftists will have the advantage in numbers in the street, but we will be able to snag a huge portion of media attention away from them just because we'll be standing strong in large numbers on the steps of the garden. And that's why we're there, to let them and all of America know that these radicals do not represent American the values and ideas. And then on Monday, August 30th, after an optional pro-life protest, we'll head back to Madison Square Garden to protest the March of the Radical Welfare Queens.
Oh, my God. I get it. It's one opera. It's just three different acts.
The March of the Radical Feminists, the March of the Radical Liberals, and then on Monday, the March of the Radical Welfare Queens. Now, what is that? Well, that's far-left groups marching for welfare, special rights for homosexuals and minorities, AIDS funding, and tax dollars for homeless people. With a large turnout for our protest, we'll be snagging photo ops and media interviews exposing these radicals' agenda. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to stay in New York the rest of the week, we'll still have one more work to do. And you're welcome to join in. Just check in with us for our schedule of what events we'll be protesting. This is a great opportunity. And then it says, like our great counter-protest in Washington, D.C., this is... What great counter-protest? What, would you mean when nine of these jackasses showed up there? Back in the... Like our great counter-protest in Washington, D.C., this event will be a powerful witness for truth. Operation Witness! But to accomplish this monumental task, here it comes, we need your help with the cost for this event. We are devoting extensive time, resources, and energy to ensuring that the New York City March of the Radical Leftists is a public relations disaster for them and a complete success for our conservative cause. We must witness for the truth. The counter-protests and associated events will cost tens of thousands of dollars. Can you help out today with a donation of $1,000, $500, $250, $150, or even $25? Ah! Give me some monies. Oh, my God.
Well, I just say, you know, in the interest of fairness, if I just put you to sleep, well, too bad. In the interest of fairness, I just wanted to share with you the agenda of the nutcases that'll be loose on the streets in New York.
We will be able to snag photo ops. There'll be three of us on the steps of, where is it? City Hall Park East North on 79th and Avenue of the Incas. That's where we'll be. Where will you be? We'll be out there. And watch out for the mice-releasing liberals. And if you're going to visit a sex worker, or like we call them, whores, please wear a condom. They're going to be giving out condoms with holes in it, so be careful. Oh, my God. Now, we have another report here.
Just days ahead of the Republican National Convention in New York City, the Big Apple's tourism board has pulled the off-Broadway show
Naked Boy Singing
from a list of discounted venues offered to visiting delegates.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? Why would Republican delegates want to go see Naked Boys Singing?
According to the show's producers, the Republican National Committee requested the action, saying the show was unsuitable. Unsuitable for who? You get Harold and Rebecca from East Elbow, Iowa, into the Big Apple. They're going to love going to see naked boys sing. Oh, my God, they'll talk about it for the rest of their lives. How's it unsuitable?
The performers in Naked Boys Singing are nude about 90% of the time, and the show has gay overtones.
Oh! It is the 10th longest-running off-Broadway show with 2,127 performances over the past 6 years. Ba-dee-ba-dee-ba.
After reviewing the list of discounted venues, the RNC's Committee on Arrangements asked New York City and the NYC & Co. Tourism Bureau to remove the show from its website.
Almost said a bad word. You twerps! Why don't you just tell your people don't go? You know, why should New York Tourism Board take it down from their... Why shouldn't they give a discount? There might be normal people in New York this particular week who would like to go see this particular off-Broadway play.
Oh, my God.
The Republican Party selected what we felt were offers that would best suit our audience. And we don't want this faggot thing. What is it? Naked boys jerk singing? What is it? Naked boys jinging and singing? We don't want our people being exposed to this.
The producers of the show said, we feel we're being discriminated against and feel we're being censored.
Well, duh! No kidding! So what? Forget it! Don't make an issue out of it. These are Republicans. Let them pay full price. The issue here is not closing the show. The theater doesn't go dark while these freaks are in town. It just means they don't get a discount. Why are you producers complaining? There'll be plenty of Republicans there. There will be closeted queer Republicans there. There will be Republicans with their husband or their wife there. So they can watch the show and go back to the hotel and get a little, you know. Don't get all upset, producers of the show. This is money in your pockets. Right? Oh, my God. Naked boys singing. We don't want you to offer any discounts to that. Okay. Done.
What's the problem? All right. Now, going from the ridiculous to the criminal, this story is just breaking. Yeah, it's Friday night. That's why it's breaking, you see? It'll have a buffer of 2 days and two nights on the weekend. Nobody will talk about this. You know, maybe who? I don't know who. George Stephanopoulos might bring it up. The FBI, this is from CBS News and who else? Associated Press. The FBI believes it has solid evidence that a spy has been operating in Donald Rumsfeld's Pentagon, huh? An Israeli spy who has supplied Israel with classified materials that include secret White House policy deliberations on Iran, huh? CBS News has learned that the FBI has a full-fledged espionage investigation underway and is about to, in FBI terminology, roll up someone agents believe has been spying, not for an enemy, but for Israel, from within the office of the Secretary of Defense of the Pentagon. 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl reports the FBI believes it has solid evidence that this mole supplied Israel with classified materials and includes secret White House policy deliberations on Iran.
Well, now wait a second. Wait a second. Are we to believe that it would take a spy to do this? When you have people like Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith and Richard Pearl, come on, call it what it is. These are American Zionists. These are people working hand in glove with Christian Zionists and Israeli Zionists to bring about, well, the real Israeli Zionists just want to live in Israel. And they want to get rid of all the Palestinians who live in Israel. The American Zionists, who are not Jewish, I'm talking about the Christians now, they want the Jews to do that. They want the Israelis, of course they call them Jews, kick out the Palestinians so that Jesus can come back. And then we're all going to get together in Israel It's going to be crowded. And you Jews who won't accept Jesus when he comes down from heaven, we're going to kill you. We're just going to kill you. So they work together, you see. Right now, the Zionists and the Christian freaks are working together. Oh, my God. I think both sides in this one are just psychopathic, aren't they?
At the heart of the investigation are two people who work at AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, a powerful pro-Israel lobby in Washington. The FBI investigation has involved wiretaps, undercover surveillance, and photography that CBS News was told document the passing of classified information from the mole to the men at AIPAC and on to the Israelis.
CBS sources say that last year the suspected spy, described as a trusted analyst at the Pentagon, turned over a presidential directive on U.S. policy toward Iran while it was, quote, in the draft phase when U.S. policymakers were still debating the policy, end quote. This put the Israelis, according to one source, quote, inside the decision-making loop so they could try to influence the outcome. So what? This is news? Come on! This is news? The psychopaths who run the United States of America don't do anything in the Middle East without deep consultations with the Israeli government. Come on, y'all! This is nothing new!
The case raises another concern among investigators. Did Israel also use the analyst to try to influence U.S. policy on the war in Iraq? With ties to top Pentagon officials Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith, the analyst was assigned to a unit within the Defense Department tasked with helping develop the Pentagon's Iraq policy. Oh, my God.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. xmsatellite.com.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the smoke-free and three system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and three is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hold a knife to my throat, to my head a pistol. I never voted for Bill Kristol. Tar me and feather me, take my girl. I never voted for Richard Pearl. I don't care what it is, I will step right in you before I'd vote for Bill Bennett. They'll take over the world if we let them. They'd like to take over the world, I'm not kidding.
It's a great song. Smart, it's a good song. With ties to top Pentagon officials, Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith, the analyst was assigned to a unit within the Defense Department tasked with helping develop the Pentagon's Iraq policy. Oh, really? You know, the other night I mentioned the fingerprints of Mossad, according to people inside this investigation, the fingerprints of Mossad on the torture techniques. And I got a couple of irate emails. I always do. Anytime I bring up anything that might, in the slightest, try to hold any branch of the Israeli government accountable for what they do, I get these emails. You ain't Jews, don't you? You know, stuff like that. Or, in a less radical way, people trying to explain to me, well, now, Mike, you misunderstood. Mm-hmm. So Here it is. According to CBS, the analyst was assigned to a unit within the Defense Department whose job it was to develop the Pentagon's Iraq policy. Then CBS reports Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has been made aware of the case. Oh, please. What? What? Rumsfeld? I get it. Rumsfeld didn't know. Just like he didn't know about the torture. Just like he doesn't know anything. Just like Donald Rumsfeld is the most empty-headed freak ever to commit our people to go kill and die. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. He takes responsibility for all of this, doesn't he? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, fire him! Oh, calm down. Malloy, please. The government, that would be Ashcroft, I guess, notified AIPAC today that it wants information about the two employees and their contacts with a person at the Pentagon. AIPAC told CBS News it is cooperating with the government and has hired outside counsel. It denies any wrongdoing by the organization or any of its employees. An Israeli spokesman said, "We categorically deny these allegations. They are completely false and outrageous." The suspected spy has not returned repeated phone calls from CBS News. What? CBS knows? News knows it? dial 411. Hello, Spy Central. Yeah, we're looking for this guy who is working inside the Pentagon and providing information to Israel. Oh, yeah, that would be Abe Snake. Hold on just a second. Here's his number, 555-8723. Okay, thank you. Dial. Hi, this is Abe Snake. I'm not in right now, but please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can, which maybe never. The most extensive spy case in U.S. history against us was Jonathan Pollard. Where did the information go? To the Russians? No. To the North Koreans? No. To the Cubans? No. To the Israelis? Bingo! Does this mean anything? Now, I said before, a couple of weeks ago, well, maybe not that long. Yeah, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. The Israelis have anywhere from 20 to 120 nuclear bombs. Those bombs are not targeted towards Damascus or Tehran or Cairo. Those bombs are being held in abeyance just in case Israel's Christian freak buddies in this country decide to go to Israel and start the killing so that Jesus will come back. That's when Israel will use the nukes. And good for them. You know, really, good for them. I guess. The Israelis have made a pact with Satan. Satan being the Christian right in this country. But I think the Israeli governments who have made these pacts with the Christian right in this country understand that they have made a deal with a kind of loopy partner here. Now, the problem is, when this story gets legs, if it does, it's been released here on a Friday night, that will bring the true anti-Semites out of the woodwork. Well, see, it's just like the Jews! Right? You know it's going to happen. Now, the American media knows that sort of thing exists here, too. So they have to be very, very, very cautious when a story like this begins to surface. Because if they're not cautious, it turns into a legitimate or illegitimate anti-Semitic diatribe. And for that reason, so many times, because it's understood in this country, you don't have to scrape very deep in this country to find hatred of the Jews. You don't have to scrape very deep in any country to find it. It's been there forever. It's been there forever. So these stories have to be treated with extreme caution because most people cannot make it or will not make a distinction between the Jewish religion and the policies of the State of Israel. So here we are. But this is a topic, you see, that mainstream American media simply will not address. The reasons are several, but the most prominent, I think, is because it results in the charge that you are anti-Semitic. Your calls when we come back. We have a break coming up here and a visit from our fearless leader. We have been promised, my producer was promised, a call from Mr. Bush. Kathy, if you pull this one off, I'll be surprised. I know you get a lot done in this program, but if you manage to break through the noise, as they say, and get a hold of too stupid to be president, I don't know why I would come on this program. He knows that, you know, I hold him about the same esteem as I hold, maggots. Free publicity, is that what you said? Okay. All right, is there anything I have to do? I have to just mind my manners? Just, huh? Oh, is that who those guys are? Oh, okay. I saw a couple of people out here in the hall. I wasn't sure who they are. And Kathy says they're a branch of Secret Service and monitors interviews. Okay. Why don't they just tap or just listen, for God's sake? They have to come down here. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, all that and much more when we come back. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Show me email voting. The state of Missouri will be allowing members of the U.S. military stationed overseas to return absentee ballots via email for this November's election. That's raising concerns from Internet security experts about fraud and ballot secrecy. Though authorities in the Show Me State and federal officials insist that safeguards are in place to protect the ballots from tampering, duplication, or other forms of fraud, critics warn email is fundamentally insecure. Email is subject to all kinds of tampering, says Bruce Schneier of the Internet company Internet Security, Counterpane, Inc. One of the problems with security, he says, even the appearance of problems is bad. And with a close election, Schneier says if the election hinges on these ballots, there'll be people that will never be satisfied it was fair. Missouri Secretary of State Matt Blunt announced this week military members serving in combat overseas can complete their absentee ballots, scan and email them to the Department of Defense, which will then forward the ballots via fax to the appropriate local election officials. Among U.S. military-related sites, a VA hospital might not be as well protected as an Army base. So the government is concerned terrorists might try to attack the Veterans Administration hospitals. In a nationwide terrorism bulletin, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security warning police and security personnel to watch for suspicious activities around VA hospitals. A new type of toy that could bring feelings of horror. The toy depicts an airplane flying into what might be the World Trade Center, and they're being recalled. These plastic toys packed inside more than 14,000 bags of candy distributed to a small grocery stores nationwide. Each bore the product number 09011. A Miami-based import company sold them in bulk to the Lizzie Corporation wholesale distributor. The toy said to be a plastic swing set, but a spokesman for the distributor says about 90% of these bags with the toys have been collected now. One woman who bought one of the bags of candy for her grandson said that she was stunned, angry, and offended when she saw this toy. President Bush signed executive orders today reforming the nation's intelligence community. One order temporarily expands the power of the CIA director. Two other orders the president signed set guidelines for the sharing of intelligence among agencies and create a national counterterrorism center. The Republican convention in New York still days away, and the protests are continuing. A group calling itself Mothers Against Bush organized a march today across the Brooklyn Bridge to Manhattan. The march drew hundreds of people, most of them mothers, many toting small children. One woman says, Bush has no thought for the future, and she says she's worried about her two young daughters who joined her at the protest along with her husband. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
So how do you demonstrate dissent in 2004 USA? This weekend, a primer from the National Lawyers Guild and the good folks at United for Peace and Justice, pillaging Iraq in pursuit of a neocon utopia. We'll talk to returning guest Naomi Klein about her latest article in Harper's. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's the Yoruban word for joy. Angelique Kidjo will perform live, plus all the latest from New York City's locked down streets. That's the Laura Flanders Show weekends on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. We'll go to your phone calls in a minute. But is that him? Okay. George Bush, if you don't mind, I will just call. No, I can't say that. I'll just call you W. W, welcome to the program.
This is the Mickey Malloy Show.
It is indeed. That's who you're talking to.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
Got back from Crawford.
And from Crawford, yeah. Another vacation. Hey, I wanted to ask you.
Downtime. I like going to Crawford. Get to wear all my ranch dressing.
Your ranch dressing? anything you want to tell us about your vacation there at the ranch?
Well, I cut some wood.
Yeah.
Put some armadillos. and walked around wearing ranch dressing.
Yeah, well, that's
which I like a lot.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, what are you doing, if anything, to prepare for your party's convention? It starts Monday, right?
Start spreading the news, Mickey.
Yeah.
I'm going to New York.
I thought you were going to go to Greece. I thought you were going to go to the closing night of the Olympics.
I want to do that, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm really pumped. Pumped. Yeah. They got me on lock medifications. I'm really feeling pumped. I got the Olympics going on. The Iraqis love me there.
Yeah.
The whole team.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Because I gave them their freedom.
What kind of medifications are you taking?
Hold on, we'll have a little swig of them. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Listen, I saw something on the electric television the other day, and we talked about it on the program. I don't know if you were listening that night or not, but Cheney's announcement that he doesn't agree with your position on gay marriage. What? How are you handling that?
I'm kind of, honestly, yeah. Broken up about it.
Broken up?
Yeah. It's, you know, Uncle Dick and I, we went everywhere together.
Right.
You know, he's a very strong, reassuring, manly man.
Yeah.
And his break with me, it's a good thing I bring my pillow with me.
Yes,
wherever,
yeah.
I go, because I had to cry into it last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm heart sick. Uh-huh. You know, I'm used to having him around.
Right.
And now he's off in that undisclosed location talking about stuff that I don't know.
Yeah. Well, but that's, see, it, I mean, it was a real shock, wasn't it? Surely you must have been surprised. Did anyone tell you what he said?
Most of the time, people don't tell me what Uncle Dick says, but they were going to, they told me about this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you can't do this to me, Uncle Dick.
Yeah. But apparently he did. But let me ask you about this. I noticed the picture that flashed around the world when McCain was with you at one of these Ask George rallies that you're...
He smells real good.
He smells real good?
He smells real good. He's a good-smelling man.
But the picture of you and McCain hugging, I mean, that didn't look too manly to me.
Was very manly, manly hug.
Oh, yeah.
He smells real good.
Yeah.
He's almost as reassuring as Uncle Dick.
Yeah.
And I like Dick.
Yeah.
But I like McCain's style. And he's a snappy dresser.
Well, did you ever consider maybe, asking Dick to retire, go back to work for Halliburton, spend his money, and put McCain on the ticket with you?
I don't know if I'm ready to be with somebody else the way I was with Dick.
I don't think I want to know about that. I just don't think I want to know about that. Not really. What's your take on the protesters that are going to be?
I'm not very concerned about that.
You're not?
No. Spitball. That's Paul Wolfowitz. You know, give everybody a nickname.
Yeah.
Call him Spitball.
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 Okay.
Yeah. Spitball. He assured me that the New Yorkers are going to be greeting me with flowers and chocolates.
Well, no, wait. That's what Wolfowitz said about our soldiers going into Iraq.
When we occupy New York, Spitball has assured me that the New Yorkers are going to line up on the streets and greet me with flowers and chocolates.
Yeah. Well, I hate to be the bearer of a dissenting opinion there, W, but I don't think that's how New Yorkers are going to greet you. They may be very quiet and show you respect by just turning their back and not doing anything, but flowers and chocolates?
I'm just going by what Spitball told me.
Oh, okay. Now I need
some more medification.
Yeah. Well, what about... why don't you on this program, W, why don't you condemn the Swift Boat ad campaign against your opponent, John Kerry?
I can do better than that, Mickey.
All right.
I can do better than that. I am in touch with an unreputable source.
Yeah?
Hamsters for Truth. You got to talk to this little fella because he knows what he's talking about.
Hamsters for Truth?
Hamsters for Truth. You know, you get that old daughter saying about the Kerry rescuing the hamster.
Yeah.
Hamsters for Truth.
It didn't...
Fluffy's right here.
Yeah? Am I to talk to the hamster?
Hello? I'm Fluffy. Now, I'm representing Hamsters for the Truth.
Yeah? Okay. Did John Kerry really rescue you?
No, it's ridiculous. Because, see, his hands are too large, see, to do the CPR on a little hamster. See, lying, I was there.
Is this really a hamster? You sound like W.
Oh, you caught me, Mickey.
Oh.
It was a good try, though, right?
Yeah, well, you had me going.
Try.
Yeah, you had me going for at least the first couple
of Hamsters for the Truth. That was my idea, but they said don't do it.
They did? Yeah.
They said that's not going to work.
How come you didn't go out and see Max Cleland, who came all the way down the ranch this past week and sat?
That Cleveland fella?
Yeah, Cleveland, who sat out there in his wheelchair and wanting you to come out and accept the letter that was drafted by the Kerry campaign. Why didn't you at least go out? This is a decorated war veteran who lost three limbs in Vietnam.
Well, here's the thing, Mickey.
Yeah?
Condi wasn't there to read it to me.
Oh, I see.
And I kind of need that.
Yeah.
I need to be with Uncle Dick.
Yeah.
And I need Condi to read the stuff.
Yeah,
because I made this clear in 2000 in my debates. I said, I'm going to have the best people around me.
You did say that.
I did say that. I got Uncle Dick.
Yeah.
And he used to make me feel safe till he started talking about this gay stuff. And that kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, I bet it does.
And then I had Condi, and she got such a nice voice. She reads stuff to me.
Yeah,
like them those PCPs.
No, PDB, Presidential Daily Briefings.
Yeah, things.
Yeah, she reads them to you.
Yeah, she. When I go to bed with my little pillow.
Yeah.
That you take with me, and she reads, and I fall asleep.
Uh huh.
So nice.
Uh huh. Oh my God! Listen, I guess I need to tell you that I hope that you're defeated soundly and roundly, and I hope you haven't figured out a way to steal this election the way you stole the last one.
Oh, we got some plans in the works.
Well, do you want to share them with me?
Yeah.
I won't tell anybody. No?
We got, you know, you got that robot governor in California.
Yeah, Schwarzenfinger, yeah.
Yeah, robot guy.
The robot guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to help.
He's going to help you steal this election?
Mm-hmm. Got the robot guy.
Yeah.
Got my brother.
And your brother.
Got that Ohio fellow with the machines.
Right, yeah, I know who you mean. Uh-huh.
He's a good pal.
Well, I hope nothing untoward happens between now and Election Day, and I just wish you the worst.
Well,
okay?
I'm looking forward to the flowers and chocolates, Mickey, and thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely, W. Maybe
everybody who supports me is... You going to sign my loyalty notes, by the way?
Yeah, I sure will. Maybe we'll talk to you later on in the week, all right, W?
Tommy's going to read me a story now.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye, W.
And then claim the low road. The past is over, I agree. We all know the importance of bondage between mother and child in the home.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America hosts Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com. Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Past the hour. We're at 866-303-2270. Dave is calling from Queens, New York. Hey, Dave, welcome to the program.
Mike, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
And truth always trumps right-wing conservatism. But I had a new experience that I thought you might get a kick out of this. I was within 2 feet of an insidious traitor today.
Oh, no. Yeah, what happened?
Well, I spoke to Novak. He was at Chelsea Piers and CNN, and I wanted to know from him that why he outed the CIA agent and what he'd like to say to the family members of the couple of agents who were killed in Afghanistan, what he'd like to say to their children and to their family. Of course, he had no response, but bully cowards usually don't.
Did you, you approached him and asked him? Are you a reporter? Or,
no.
Or, no?
Just a citizen.
And what did he say? Did he look at you like he wanted to make you melt?
No, he's just trying to hide because he's a little bully.
Yeah.
So I had asked him, and then I tried Judy Woodruff as well. She's an ultra-biased right-wing show. We all know that.
Oh, my God. This woman, you know, she came out of NPR. A lot of people say, well, you've got NPR, you liberals. That's where Judy Woodruff came from, is NPR. I don't know what the hell has happened to her, but, boy, between her and Candy Crowley, what a pair.
Oh, she's candy. Well, candy's disgusting, but in person, she's only about 4'11". They were spending like hours putting makeup on her, watching her. She doesn't. You would never know it from the camera what they do to her when they took her off. But I had told her that she was going to report that Osama organization had already endorsed Bush.
Yeah.
And she gave me kind of a dirty look, but I decided I wanted to compliment her for her insightful comments that after John Kerry gave a 55-minute speech to America about his vision and his background, that she was so insightful to talk about those balloons, and I complimented her on that.
Yeah, right.
It's all Chelsea Pierce, and they didn't appreciate that too much.
Is this where the CNN bus is?
That's where it was today. Yesterday they were at Central Park. Today they're at Chelsea Pierce. AIPAC, the radical group, they're going to be at Chelsea Piers on Sunday with Giuliani, Ken Melman, and George Pataki, and Bloomberg. They're all going to be there at Chelsea Piers.
Well, maybe you can ask them some questions.
Oh, I've had fun with politicians doing that before, but they hide. They run. They can't take a real question.
I know. And especially one that's not scripted, where they have a scripted answer. Especially cable news anchors, they are like almost not allowed to respond unless it's scripted and approved. Now there's some exceptions to that. Novak, Begala, Carville, and who's the little guy with the bow tie?
Begala.
Tucker Carlson. They're allowed to respond spontaneously, but the anchor people, it's got to be scripted. If it's not scripted, if the news readers talk without it being scripted, they've got to be very careful because they can be spanked and sent home.
I just wanted to give them a dish of their own medicine because they do this. They smear people and they lie all the time, especially Judy Woodruff and Bob Novak. They lie every single day that they're on the news. And you know what? Ask them a couple of legitimate questions.
Sure.
I mean, of course, that they're slightly slanted on my part, but you know, what does Bob Novak want to say to those family members? Why doesn't Judy Woodruff report things that actually exist? Why does she talk about balloons? Okay, when someone's giving a speech running for president, I mean, give me a break.
I hear you. David, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right. You have a good evening.
All right, sir. You too. Hey, here's something. If you live in New York, get a pen, write this down. Come on. This is party time, all right? You got something to write with? This is this Sunday. No, next Sunday. Sunday, wait. What the hell day is it today, Kathy? Do you know? Today's Friday. This is a week from Sunday. All right? A week from Sunday. I'm sorry. No, a week from Sunday is September. Day after tomorrow, damn it! All right? Day after tomorrow, Sunday, August 29th. That's all I had to say. It was Sunday, August 29th. You got something to write with? In New York, the Unity Ball. There's going to be all kinds of music. Song Corporation will be there. Spielerfrau, Kerwin, Afro Skull. And Afro Skull has an Air America radio connection. I'm reluctant to tell you what it is. It's not Al Franken and it's not Randy Rhoads, but Afro Skull is a band. Go to this performance and see if you can figure out which musician is with Air America Radio, okay? Plus, there are going to be a lot of spoken word DJs, dozens of speakers, including Fury, ACT UP NYC, Billionaires for Bush. I love that group. Billionaires for Bush, they're great. This is just a few blocks from the RNC convention. Will take place the evening after the United for Peace and Justice massive march and rally. The club is Downtime. It's at 251 West 30th Street, Downtime. It's $10 at the door, okay? Doors open at 7, show starts at 8 o'clock, and all proceeds go to Still We Rise. So if you're in the city and you want to have a good time, Sailor, Sunday, day after tomorrow, Sunday night, tomorrow night, or Sunday night, tomorrow night, Saturday night, hello! Go to Downtime, 251 West 30th Street, $10 at the door, Song Corporation, Spielerfrau, Kervin and Afro Skull, just three blocks from the Garden. If you do go, and I hope you do, check out the band Afro Skull real closely and see if you can figure who in that band is part of Air America Radio. And it's somebody that is very important to the network too. All right. Who else we got here? Carl is calling from Chicago. Carl, is this Southside Carl?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Yes. Oh, man, haven't heard from you forever. How you doing, Carl?
I'm okay. I had clicked on Air America, and then I saw, well, I heard a promo for you, and I clicked on your website and saw you've been on since August.
And you went, oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to call Mike tonight.
He tricked him again.
Yeah, hey, I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and Brian Lamb, one of his questions was, he was asking callers, is the country better off than it was 4 years ago?
Right. Right. Hey, let me put you on hold, Carl. I'll come back. There's some music.
Bye.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Ready or not, the Republicans are coming to town. Prepare yourself with Time Out New York, this week featuring a survival guide to the Republican National Convention. Of course, our guide is not just a run-of-the-mill convention overview. We give you a look at the whole shindig from perspectives you won't find anywhere else. Looking for something to do in the city that never sleeps? Look no further than Time Out New York. On sale at newsstands now, the Time Out New York Republican National Convention Survival Guide. Get your copy today. You can thank us later.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only 3, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for the best of Morning Sedition Saturday morning. We've got wrestler Mick Foley and singer Steve Earle. Frankly, my money's on Foley. Plus, Rick Raw from The Daily Show, comedian Louis Black. We'll also check out my dream diary and do other things we know are hilarious because they're on tape. All that and Mark Riley's Dog of the Week on Saturday's Best of Morning Sedition.
Hey, don't forget. This is really. Kathy, what do we have to do to move to New York City? I mean, I'm looking at this thing again. Sunday night, night after tomorrow, go by Downtime. It's on West 30th Street, a couple of blocks from the Garden, and it's the Unity Ball. It's a benefit. It costs you $10 at the door. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. The Song Corporation will be there. Spielerfrau. I don't know that band. Is it Spielerfrau? Spielerfrau. Kervin is there. Afro Skull. A lot of spoken word stuff. A lot of poetry. DJs. All kinds of stuff. So go by, and it's a fundraiser. Okay, it's for a good cause. So check it out. Go by. Check it out. And have fun. You know, I mean, politics doesn't have to be murderous, traitorous blood and gore like it is on this program. It can be fun. You know, you have a good time at it. All right, back to South Side Carl, who's called in from Chicago. We call him Southside Carl because that's his handle, and he's been a regular listener to the program for a long time. Carl, it's good to hear from you again. Where were we?
Yeah, well, on C-SPAN this morning, the question was, is the country better off than it was 4 years ago?
Right.
And to no one's surprise, all Republicans were saying, yeah, I'm better off. You know, this is personally that they were better off, but the question was the country better off?
Uh-huh.
Now, Brian, in the morning on the program in the morning, Washington Journal, they go through the morning papers, and
right.
I don't know which one paper he had went through. It might have been USA Today, but whichever paper it was, they had a lot of statistics, you know, related to the country.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is that these people say, oh, we're better off, and all the statistics are saying things are worse.
Well, you know, possibly for the people who call C-SPAN on the Republican side, either they are better off because they get better off at the expense of other people, or they're liars. I would tend to believe it's the latter. Republicans lie. The ones who call television and radio programs like that lie because they know they're not going to be challenged. It's not like calling talk radio where somebody will bust their asses for them if they come across half-witted or you know, lying or stretching the truth. But Brian Lamb's not going to, you know, he's not.
He had presented the facts of the paper, you know, read from the paper. And I mean, you really don't need the paper if you know any of the facts. You can make a whole, you know, laundry list of things that's gone wrong. I mean, the deficit, income is down, health care is up, education is up. Today, even on the business reports, I hear that they recalculated the GDP for the second quarter to below 3%.
Right. They always recalculate. They always go back.
Plus, we hear Greenspan telling everybody that, well, oh, the seniors ain't going to get the Social Security.
Right. I know. Carl, I don't know what to tell you. Listen, thanks for checking in, Pat.
All right, Mike.
You have a good weekend. Oh, God. Speaking of television, who sent this to me? Ranger 116. NBC News. Apparently, this happened tonight on the nightly news. This evening. I don't watch NBC. What do we? It's kind of screwed up here in Atlanta. We watch CBS with Dan Rather at 6:30 our time, and then at 7 o'clock we watch Peter Jennings to see if there's any difference. And there's an amazing difference in the way the stories are reported. But on the NBC nightly news tonight, apparently, A story was promoted, teased at the beginning of the newscast. Stay tuned. We're going to show you headless sharks. You know, that kind of thing. That's not what it was. But they were talking about the beginning of the newscast, and they ran it as the last story, old trick to get people to stay through the entire newscast. The story was about a husband and wife who were arrested at a Bush campaign rally in the last couple of days for wearing T-shirts with Bush's name with a slash through it. And I think we talked about this last week when it happened. Not only did NBC, according to my emailer here, not only did NBC make it clear that it seemed strange and uncalled for to arrest the couple, but went to great efforts to mention that the police who arrested them told them, the couple, that they did not want to arrest them, but they had to arrest them because the Secret Service told them to. And then NBC, according to my correspondent here, said that when they asked the Secret Service why they had ordered these people arrested, the Secret Service said, hey, we're nonpartisan. We don't have anything to do with it. What? But according to my emailer, the important thing here is that NBC Nightly News is starting, or all network news maybe, is starting to wake up and question and report the violation of U.S. citizens' First Amendment rights for a change. So my emailer here says, a short one-line thank you to NBC for reporting this might bring more of this kind of reporting. You know, I my emailer's right. It makes me sick that we have to gently stroke their little furry tummies to get them to do it again, to report on things they should be reporting on, right? Oh, NBC News, thank you so much. Oh, you were so good to report that. Yeah, listen. Kudos to you, or whatever that word is, okay? Thank you. I hate that. But if you want to do it, nightly at NBC.com, if you want to send them an email and say, you know, thanks for reporting on the Bush crime family in an honest way for a change. Don't forget who owns NBC. General Electric. Don't forget, General Electric is one of the biggest weapons manufacturers in the history of the human race. They don't give a damn who's in the White House, because they know, either way, they're going to make millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions and quintillions and septillions and octillions and nonillions. Okay? So, you know, they don't care. They don't care. But my emailer suggests it, so if you want to do it, nightly at NBC.com, send him an email. Thank you. Thank you for reporting the truth. Thank you so much, NBC. Thank you. Yeah, that really sucks, doesn't it? Karen is calling from Ottawa, Canada. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. It was nice to hear you talk about Carolyn Parrish at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite Canadian politicians, and she's actually been reelected since she originally called Bush a moron, so people don't have a problem with her.
Well, bless her heart. Bless her heart. I love it when a politician in any country, and it seems like it happens most frequently outside the United States, but when a politician just steps up and says, look, damn it, this is the way I see it. That's the reason I liked, what was his name, Villepomme, the French foreign minister.
Yeah.
That's why I liked, who's the German guy, Kathy? Schroeder. You know, I love it when politicians just have these blinding moments of truth, and they just let the truth tumble out. You don't hear that in the United States.
Yeah, she let it tumble out, but she's also repeated, like, she's deliberately not recalling those words.
Yeah, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
I hear the Democrats always talking about how restoring the world opinion of the United States is an important issue for them, but I'm wondering, do the Republicans address that at all? Do they care?
They think that, no, the Republicans believe that the best way to have the United States respect, have the world respect the United States is go bomb civilian populations, go kill people and invade countries, and the world will be so terrified of us that they'll go, oh, God, we really love you, America. We really love you, United States, because you're just wonderful and we love you, and please don't kill us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. Ann Coulter, who is just a freak of the highest order.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she says we should invade all the Muslim countries, kill the ones that won't convert to Christianity. That's what she has planned for the citizens of Israel. That's what the Christians have planned for the Jews. It's in the Bible. It's in Revelation. It's there that the Jews will be given one chance, and when they don't accept Christ, then the Christians will put them to the sword. This is what Ann Coulter and Robert Novak and the rest of these Christian people have in mind for the Jews. In the meantime, they want to kill all the Muslims. This is a holy war that these freaks have gotten us into. It's a shame. It's a shame. But anyway, to answer your question, yeah. Karen, the right-wingers and neocons feel that the way for the United States to be respected is to threaten to kill and invade and pillage and loot and murder, torture, we now know torture, rape, just slaughter people, and that'll make them love us.
People around here used to joke about, oh, the Americans could invade us anytime and just have to send up your armed civilians, but it's not seeming like such a joke anymore. You know, we have legalized gay marriage, we oppose the war in Iraq, that kind of
right.
thing.
Right. You know, the relationship between Canada and the United States to me has always been very intriguing. It's
yeah.
the longest unprotected border in the world. Canada is the United States' number one trading partner, and
yeah.
I think that works the other way, too.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and the disrespect that is shown to Canadian political sensibility by American administration after American administration, especially this one, is astonishing to me.
I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
In America.
Hey, thanks, Karen. Take it easy, okay?
You too.
All right. Thanks for checking in. I do. I love to hear politicians who speak the truth. Jerky is checking in. Hey, Jerky. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hey, how's it? What, do you keep your location a secret now? Jerky
no,
is called
right.
Jerky.
I pop around a bit. I've been in New Mexico, Louisiana, Connecticut, and
okay, that's right. You're
the Great White North.
You're the at-large bureau chief.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. I didn't know I was a bureau chief.
Well, I think you were. I think we talked about this one time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I might have been on some substances.
Probably. Yeah. Okay.
I'm calling because earlier this year, Al Gore, who won the popular vote only 3 years ago, of course, I don't have to tell you that, and was widely considered to be like an Eagle Scout before the 2000 election,
mm-hmm.
Said democracy itself is in danger. Those were the exact words he said
right.
at a MoveOn function.
Yeah.
And I know this is a cliche, but you ever lie awake at night wondering what the hell future generations are going to say about this era that we're living through now? Like, what they're going to make of it, if they're going to give it a name or something, like perfect imperial America?
Well, if there are future generations, I think they're going to look at us in much the same way as we look at the 11th century or the 10th century, as being blind, stupid, involved in holy wars, murderous, anti-science. Hey, let me put you on hold, Jerky.
Sure.
We'll come back. Quick break here. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. He said he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches? Should we blame the fire? Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
We're in Canada!
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The revolution starts now. what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke-Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Ten before the hour, back to Jerky, our bureau chief at large, who's calling in from the Great White North tonight. All right, Jerky, thanks for holding on.
Thank you, Mike. Well, I brought up the future history thing because I got spooked the other day when I it kind of came to me. I frequently lie awake at night thinking about the ridiculous mess, the situation, the interesting times we're in.
Right.
And something just it kind of gave me a brain freeze. When it struck me that historians construct their future models of the past, if that makes any sense, using certain primary materials, and those materials are what their government official documentation and media reports.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at compromise is not a strong enough word to describe the likes of Fox News and the Washington Times and the Wall Street Journal, especially the editorial pages.
Right.
It's occurred to me that it's not an original thought by any means, but that the journalistic media has gone from reporting the news to disseminating propaganda pretty much unapologetically.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, when they're called on it, they kind of say it makes me even more suspicious because they take a stance of, we're just lazy. It's just groupthink. Or we're too trusting of officialdom or whatever. I don't think that's true because when you look at Fox, And it's on purpose what they do. They bend the truth to the right until it breaks, until it snaps,
right.
And then they take that snapping point as their default impartiality setting, you know. And CNN is no better these days. And it seems to me like the powers that be are creating a media specifically for the purpose of laying the groundwork for future ideologically inclined historians. It's like the right said, well, all this liberal media, the New York Times, the Gray Lady, and the establishment media of the the Northeast establishment media, they're why the people aren't on our side back when conservatism was, a pariah ideology. So what we have to do is we have to kind of mold history, and the way we do that is, we'll get them later, but we'll lay the groundwork now. And even worse than what they're doing in the media, what's going on in Washington now, where this regime, because they believe that the idea of impartiality itself is impartiality is impossible to them. It doesn't exist. Impartiality is like an illusion.
Right.
So they've politicized and corporatized all the advisory committees that former American governments used to go to for agenda-free advice, the wise counsel, so-called.
Right.
People who were selected because they were, they were because of excellence in their chosen field as recognized by their peers, academics
right.
and recognized specialists. Now that doesn't count for anything anymore. Now only absolute ideological purity will do. You have Christian fundamentalists on the bioethics panel, which, I can't think of anything more ridiculous than that. Heading up the bioethics panel, I can't remember the guy's name. And then even sometimes, reality is just too real for these guys to take. So something like today, you saw one of the environmental panels released a report saying, global warming is a problem, CO2 is a problem, and human-created CO2 is a big part of that. And it was one of those rare occasions today when it actually got out, because usually when they go against the naked emperor, they're ignored, they're buried, they're kicked to the corner and told to shut up. Like the guy who, the actuary who said, whoa, this Medicare thing's going to cost like twice what you guys are telling the Congress it's going to cost. And they said, you shut your mouth or you'll lose your pension, you'll all this. And, this guy consulted a lawyer, and the lawyer said, wait until it's passed or else you're screwed.
Everything you're saying, it makes great sense, Jerky, and I'd like to keep you on for the entire hour, but I'm going to have to move on.
That's cool.
I hear what you're saying, and, I would agree with you 100%. I agree with you 92%. The 8% that I don't agree with you is this. The people who are doing future history today, the right-wingers, they don't believe there's going to be a future, therefore... I don't think they are forward-looking enough to think, okay, let's set it up back here with media complicity so that all the reference material 100 years from now or 200 years from now will be kind of circular and nobody will be able to figure out the truth. I don't think these people believe that there's going to be 100 years from now or 50 years from now or if they have their way 5 years from now. That's the only place that I see your argument might be weak. Otherwise, I agree with you almost completely. Okay?
All righty, Mike.
Thanks, Jerky.
Have a good weekend.
Sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. When you're an Armageddonist, and most of the people in the Bush administration, and that's not an exaggeration, most of the people in the Bush administration are Armageddonists. When you are an Armageddonist, and you're trying to take the entire country, and ultimately the entire planet, into that groupthink, that destructive, John of Patmos on acid Book of Revelation thing, you're not thinking about 50 years from now. You're not thinking about 100 years from now. You're thinking about, okay, let's just, let's just rape and pillage and literally and figuratively, and when we're finished raping and pillaging because we're Christian, we'll be okay. I'm not talking about normal believers in the Christian faith, okay? I haven't made that distinction here in the past few weeks. I apologize if I haven't. If you are a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu and, you just practice your faith, well, good for you. Really, good for you. That's a good thing. Or Buddhist or whatever you are, that's a good thing. When I slam Christianity, I'm slamming the psychopaths who have taken the message of the carpenter from Nazareth and so perverted it and so prostituted it as to render it something hideous and from hell. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, if I have to drop back 10 yards every week or so and clear that up, I'll do it. Because I get a lot of emails from people who say, look, you know, I'm a Christian, Mike, and I'm not, you know, I get offended by what you say. I believe in the simple teachings of Christ. Well, to people like that, bless you, brother, sister, you know, you're not who I'm talking about. And I sort of assume that goes without saying, but apparently it doesn't, because every once in a while I get those emails that say, you know, I can't listen to you anymore because you slam Christians. No, I don't. And I used to respond to those. I don't bother anymore. I don't slam Christians. I don't. The people that I will go after are religious hypocrites, and I don't care what religion they are. It just seems that Christian hypocrites are the most egregious, you know, because they want to kill everybody. They want to kill everybody and everything. They want to destroy the entire planet, thinking that this is that Christ is going to find favor with that, or the cloud being is going to go, oh, that's good. Okay, time to send my son down there, and, you know, let's all sit around and sing Kumbaya on the corpses of everyone. You know, I can't stand that. I can't handle it. Quick break. We'll be back. Do stay with us. Final hour of the program tonight coming up. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
The revolution starts now.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. An investigation is underway into whether there was an Israeli spy at the highest level of the Pentagon who obtained classified documents about Iran. According to the FBI, the documents were allegedly passed by an analyst in Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's office to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the powerful pro-Israel lobby in Washington. The suspected spy has not been identified and no arrests have been made. The Israeli embassy has denied the allegation that it has a mole in the Pentagon. President Bush signed an executive order giving the post of CIA director some of the sweeping powers the 9/11 Commission envisioned for a new intelligence czar. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the executive order enhances the powers of the CIA director and is aimed at strengthening U.S. intelligence capabilities. Thousands of Shiite marches outside Najaf's Imam Ali Mosque were allowed to enter a shrine where militants loyal to rebel cleric Mokhtar el-Sadr have been holed up for weeks. The scene in the Iraqi holy city came after a deal was reached yesterday with the interim government and Sadr. Meanwhile, two Turkish companies working in Iraq say they will leave the country after two of their engineers were abducted by insurgents. A videotape aired on Turkish television Wednesday night showing the hostages seated in front of armed and masked militants. They threatened to kill the Turks within 72 hours unless their firms leave Iraq. Thousands of red, white, and blue balloons are being ready to rain down on Republican delegates inside New York's Madison Square Garden. Outside, protests have already been underway ahead of Monday's Republican National Convention. While some anti-Bush protesters are hitting the streets, taking part in noisy and energetic demonstrations, others are taking a more subtle approach. Several New York City residents are painting or placing banners on their rooftops with messages like "Bushwax," "Redefeat Bush," or simply "Vote Kerry," so delegates arriving by plane will get the message. Meanwhile, the New York Civil Liberties Union is assisting protesters wishing to participate in the several demonstrations scheduled near the Republican convention. A protest information center has been set up near the garden on 8th Avenue between 36th and 37th Street. Demonstrators can get flyers, directions, advice, and information on their rights. The storefront will be open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. starting today and through the end of the convention. A prosecutor accused of making false statements in an anti-John Kerry TV commercial is facing a preliminary review by the Oregon State Bar. A spokesman says a formal investigation against Al French could begin if there's credible evidence supporting an alleged ethics violation. That could lead to a trial panel hearing. Almost 50 complaints of unethical conduct were filed against the Clackamas County senior prosecutor, claiming false remarks were made in a sworn affidavit before taping the ad. In a political commercial, French said he served with Kerry in the Vietnam War. He asserts the presidential candidate lied about his war record, but later told a newspaper he relied on secondhand information in reaching that conclusion. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Terry Sheridan.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hey, it's Liz Winstead. Join me and some very funny people at Town Hall on September 4th at 8 p.m. as Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of political humor. I'll be there with Janine Garofalo, Will Durst, Eugene Merman, Todd Berry, Ward Sutton, and other friends. So be at Town Hall September 4th at 8 for Mother Jones Magazine's The State of the Union, an evening of political humor. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster at Ticketmaster.com or call 212-840-2824 for ticket info. You'll laugh until you cry.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up. Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Randy Rhodes.
A tiny slice of the population is still undecided. So do you realize that essentially what we're doing is trying to convince people who haven't thought one whit about our position in the world? In 3 years, they haven't thought about it. Now, if I ask them who do they think is going to be knocked off the Survivor 5, they'll know. But they don't pay any attention. So our job is to get to them and to convince them that we're right.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Okay, I want to take a phone call or two here very quickly. Well, not quickly, but you know what I'm saying. And then there's just a couple more things I want to throw into the mix, and we'll do that. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Kudos,
hey.
Laurels.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Flowers and chocolate to Kathy. Can you imagine getting W on Air America and talking to you?
I know. Isn't that something, Marge? Huh?
Fantastic. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyhow, did you happen to see what the topic was on Nightline last night?
No, I didn't. I missed Nightline, but we're on the air here, and it just freaks me out.
Yeah, it sort of conflicts time-wise, I realize.
Yeah.
They had a video, 7-year-old video, thank you very much, of what went on in the Texas prisons and when W was governor.
Not unlike Abu Ghraib, huh?
Funny you should mention that.
Yeah, okay.
A lot like Abu Ghraib. And there was a chimp in chief saying, well, the FBI is going to investigate that. Give me a break.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, with attack dogs and stripping, the guards coming in with, the masks and the guns.
Oh, yeah, in the full riot gear.
That's riot gear is what I was looking for.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, it's not, you're right about the Texas prisons, but it's true in so many prisons in this country, especially the ones that are run by, what's the name of the company, CCC or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
A lot of our prisons now have been
corporatized
and privatized, and it's hideous. It's just unbelievable. And the right-wingers still talk about, well, you go to prison, it's like a country club.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But why has it taken them 7 years to show this? Where was it 4 years ago?
Yeah, I know.
I do.
Well, you remember 5 years ago when I was in Chicago, we used to talk about this on WLS almost every night about how terrible things were in Texas in so many different areas, including criminal justice.
Criminal justice, and they're the bottom of the list on what was it they didn't do with all this money that was available to ensure or provide
children
medical care for kids.
They
walked right by it.
It was federal money that was allocated to the states, a certain amount of money to help with this CHIPS program, children's health care, and this criminal punk ass George W. Bush just let the money sit there, wouldn't take it. In the meantime, as is still the case in Texas, 25% of the population is without any health care, and most of that 25% are children. And it's a heartbreaker. If it didn't make me so furious, I would sit and cry. But rather than sit and cry, it just makes me furious. Have I mentioned tonight yet how much I hate these people?
Oh,
I think I already have. But
I tell you, one other thing here. There was an article in my local paper, I guess, Associated Press, by a Bill Poovey, P-O-O-V-E-Y, about the secrecy of certifying the election machines. There's a Weill Laboratories in Huntsville, Alabama, that are certifying these machines. Yeah, right. But it's high priority, and they can't tell you what they're doing or how they're doing it.
In Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, W-Y-L-E, Laboratories.
Yeah, Wiley Laboratories, yeah. Huntsville, Alabama. Huntsville, that's Rocket City. That's what we call it down here, Rocket City. Huntsville is where something about rockets, whatever, I don't know. Go ahead, Marge.
They're wild. I mean, they're secrets, and what they don't have secrets, it's none of your business. They just flat out lie.
Well, let's hope that on November 3rd, our long national nightmare will be over, huh?
Oh, amen. And now I know why I love your show so much.
Why is that?
You can talk like Donald Duck.
There you go. Marge, all right, don't. I got it out of my head. Don't put it back in. Marge, you have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right, you too. Another this is another one of the reasons I just loathe these people. According to the FBI and Homeland Security Department, they put out a bulletin today saying that Al-Qaeda terrorists might try to attack a VA hospital rather than some other high security installation. Okay, a VA hospital. All right, this is what Tom Ridge, who I believe is J. Edgar Hoover, I like it that way better. J. Edgar Hoover's illegitimate son. You ever look at the two of them, J. Edgar Hoover? Picture him and Tom Ridge. Huh? I'd love to see what Ridge looks like in a dress and a girdle, and one of those great big old bras that J. Edgar Hoover used to wear. What was his partner's name? Tolson. Yeah, Tolson. They used to dress up together and play. Ow, now! You ever heard that? Heathcliff was on the moor last night. In his eyes, a look of wild joy. Tonight, the moor is on Heathcliff. It's his turn to be the boy. That's the game that J. Edgar and Tolson used to play a lot. But I swear to God, that, and not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, games are games. People want to dress up and play nice as long as you play nice. You know, if you know, get out the whips and the razor blades, and, you know, you got to have a safe word. Chickens! You know, so that you know when to stop. That's all. High chair! Where was I? Where was
chickens
I?
Chickens and high chair?
There we go. Homeland Security, FBI, put out this warning that's how I got on Tom Ridge. You know, that they're going to try to hit veterans' hospitals, which is an absolute lie. Then they went on to say there's no intelligence about a threat against such hospitals, but there have been persistent reports of suspicious activity at medical facilities throughout the United States. What would that be? People trying to get medical care and can't get in the front door? Now, according to the bulletin that the Associated Press got today, the suspicious activity includes, quote, possible reconnaissance activities at medical facilities like Bethesda, Maryland, and Aurora, Colorado. That's according to the bulletin obtained by the Associated Press. Now, after they got this bulletin and read it, the AP did some further investigation of these supposed incidents in Bethesda and Aurora, Colorado, and found no links to terrorism whatsoever. In fact, the facilities involved are not VA hospitals. Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principi told a group of Omaha, Nebraska veterans today that the warning should not prevent them from seeking the care they need. Principi told the group, there's absolutely no specific evidence that any VA center's at risk, so you go ahead and have your hernias operations, go ahead and have your prostate removed. There's nothing to worry about. We just put this stuff out periodically because that's what Heinrich Himmler said to do. You know, you keep your population constantly on edge and fearful of external attacks, and then they don't pay any attention to the hell and disease and death and destruction you're raining down on them internally. That's how that works. Homeland Security Department spokesman Brian Brokass? Is that his name? Brokerass? Oh, it's Rokass. Rokerass. Well, it's R-O-E-H-R-K-A-S-S-E. You tell me, how do you pronounce that? I call it Brokass. Homeland Security Department spokesman Brian Brokass said the bulletin was informational and not driven by threat reporting, and we encourage all those that work in or visit these facilities to be assured that there is a high level of security already in place. Okay, Brian Brokass, what's the point of putting this out there then? Oh, never mind. I answered my own question 45 seconds ago. FBI officials declined to provide details about the incidents mentioned in the bulletins, the one at Bethesda and Aurora.
Oh, no, we're not going to give you that because it's classified. We just want to let you know that they might target the hospitals. We don't like veterans anyway. The only good veteran is a dead veteran. That's the only. Look at the hell we're having with John Kerry. Oh God, why didn't they kill him? We don't want veterans coming back. They go berserko. They run into McDonald's and machine gun 30 people. Only good veteran is a dead veteran. You know, unless it's John McCain. We tolerate him because, you know, he's just wacko enough and he hugs George and you know how that goes. Ask me no questions.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
I knew that the farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that I would continue to have to convince people that we live in a dangerous world, and we do.
Yeah, for a couple more months, Doofus. A couple of quick things here. Two admissions here in the past 48 hours of this man's political ignorance. Of course, his political ignorance is causing us to die. Bush said for the first time yesterday he made what he calls a miscalculation of what the conditions would be after U.S. troops went to Iraq. Bush made a miscalculation? No, Bush had nothing to do with the decision to invade Iraq. That had to do with the neocons. That had to do with Wolfowitz and Pearl and PNAC and Cheney and Rumsfeld and the rest of these criminals, these war criminals, these neo-Nazis, the kind of people who would be placed in the dock at Nuremberg if this were 1944 and we all spoke German and lived in Middle Europe. 1946, I'm sorry. He miscalculated. No, he did not. George Bush doesn't think that way. George cracks open the Book of Revelation, or he listens to Uncle Dick, or he listens to Rumsfeld, and then he makes his decision. Does nobody remember what he said to the Israeli, I think it was a foreign minister? And the Israeli foreign, or maybe not, maybe it was a reporter. I guess it was a reporter for the Jerusalem Times. I don't know. We can find it. But what he said was, God told him to invade Afghanistan, and then God told him to invade Iraq. Now, if you're walking down the street, Truth Seeker, and you stop, and you go to into a pawn shop, you buy a weapon, and you buy bullets, and you load it up, and you walk down a little bit further down the street, walk into a bank, and you stick it up, and the police come, and you say, God told me to do this. Not only are you going to prison for bank robbery, but you're also going to be judged a psychopathic, insane, schizophrenic moron. But George Bush can say to a member of the Israeli press that God told him to invade two countries. And what do we do here in America, here in the United States? Nothing.
Oh, well, you know, he's crazy, so we have to cut him some slack. 1,000 Americans are dead, and as many as 30,000 Iraqis are dead for no reason, none, nothing, not a bit. Oh, God, don't get started on Malloy. It's, you know, the program's almost over. You have half an hour. Don't get worked up about this. Bush acknowledges that Iraq was a miscalculation. Now, why isn't that? Well, I didn't hear Peter Jennings talk about that. I didn't hear Dan Rather talk about that. What was that in? Was that USA Today? Associated Press? New York Times? Oh, New York Times. The insurgency, Bush maintained, was the unintended result of what he calls a swift victory. Victory? This is what victory looks like? This man is so delusional. He's crazy. He's absolutely crazy. The swift victory that we engineered in Iraq was a miscalculation, and therefore there's a rebellion now. That's the way this moron thinks. You can't add to that. You can't. There's nothing I can say. Nothing. The Bush administration said further in a report that seems to contradict the White House position that warmer temperatures in North America since 1950 were likely caused by human activities. Uh-huh. And according to, what do I have here, Reuters? According to Reuters news agency, that seems to contradict the White House position that there's never been any clear scientific proof on the causes of global warming. The brief passage in the report was surprising because President Bush and other senior administration officials have long insisted there was no clear scientific proof to link human activities to global warming. The White House could not immediately be reached for comment on the report. Now, the pig man over there on the excellence or the excrement in broadcasting network, the pig man has been telling his brain-dead, mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging, freakoid followers, it's just a liberal plot. There's no global warming. I don't know why I quote the pig man. He's human vomit. There's no need to, you know.
But doesn't that throw the Freeper website into utter chaos when the Bush crime family says, well, Iraq was a miscalculation, and oh, well, okay, global warming is caused by human activity, fossil fuels and stuff that like that. Of course, by extension, if you carry that out just a little bit further, then you can come to a couple of glaring conclusions. Well, they're glaring to me. That Cheney and Bush and their piggish accomplices are ending life on Earth because they're all oil men, aren't they? And if global warming is caused by human activity, it's not having sex that's causing... That's not one of the human activities. It's not going to the grocery store. What do you think? What do you think the human activity is? Combing your cat? Riding your horse? Is it cow farts? That's what they remember they tried to tell us, didn't Reagan said, well, it's methane gas. Somebody said, Ronald, say methane. Methane, mommy, mommy. Trees and cow farts. That's what was causing global warming back in the 80s. Now all of a sudden it's human activity. What do you think human activity is? Could it possibly be, oh, let me think a minute, burning fossil fuels? Could that be it? Huh? We'll have to study it. I'm not sure. Well, let's do a study. Yeah, we'll do a study.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Be prepared to laugh this Saturday night at 10 as Air America presents Satire for Sanity.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Join Barry Crimmins and his fellow comedians A. Whitney Brown, Randy Credico, Warren Thomas, and musician Willie Nile as they lampoon the 2004 presidential election.
I mean, over the years, it's been about a nickel's worth of difference between Democrats and Republicans. You know what the nickel's difference is? A Democrat would steal it from me, and a Republican would kill me for it.
So tune in to Satire for Sanity this Saturday at 10 only on Air America Radio.
We want to work cooperatively with these countries in their efforts to reduce greenhouse emissions.
Jesus. Okay, Meta sent this in to me. Here it is. This is from Rense.com. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz was given transcripts of a negotiating session between Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas and faction leaders from Hamas and other militant groups. Abbas, who was trying to persuade the groups to call a ceasefire in their uprising against Israeli forces, described for them his recent summit with Ariel Sharon and Bush. During the tense talks at the summit, Bush sought to underscore the kind of authority he could bring to efforts at achieving peace in the Middle East. While thundering that there could be no deals with terror groups, Bush sought to assure the rattled Palestinians that he also had the ability to wring concessions from Sharon. And what was the source of this wonder-working power? It was not, as you might think, the ungodly size of the U.S. military or the gargantuan amount of money and arms the United States pours into Israel year after year. No, Bush said he derived his moral heft from the Almighty himself. What's more, the Lord had proven his devotion to the Crawford Crusader by crowning his military efforts with success. In fact, Bush told Abbas, God was holding the door open for Middle East peace right now, but they would have to move fast, because soon the creator and sustainer of the universe would have to give his attention to something far more important, the election of his little sunbeam, Georgie, in 2004. Here are Bush's exact words, quoted by Haaretz. Quote,
God told me to strike Al-Qaeda, and I struck him. And then he instructed me to strike Saddam, which I did. And now I'm determined to solve the problems in the Middle East. If you'll help me, I will act. And if not, the elections will come, and I have to focus on them.
End quote. Now, if I call Air America's home office Monday and say, listen, I want a $10,000 a year raise. What are you talking about, Malloy? You've only been here a month. Yeah, but God told me. God told me to ask you for a raise. Mike, you're kidding, right? No, God told me I should ask for a $10,000 a year raise. Did he? Yes, he did. Am I going to get my ten? God told me! Mike? Yeah. Listen, I don't think we're going to do it. I mean, what happens when somebody walks around saying God told them to invade another country and kill people? What do we usually do with that person? We heavily medicate them, and we put them in an institution. And we hope that maybe someday they will be sane again. Although, when you're at that point, chances of your being sane again are fairly remote. Once you have established personal communication to the extent that you are being given battle orders from God, it's pretty much over. Where it concerns Prozac or Thorazine or Elavil or ECT or even brain surgery. God tells George which countries to invade. Robin is calling from Victor, West Virginia. Robin is from the Band of Brothers. He has the task of being a talk show host in West Virginia. Hey, Robin.
Gosh, Mike, thanks again.
Sure.
I called you because, you know, it's Friday and, you know, some things can't make you sing M-I-C-K-E-Y, but, you know, other things give you a giggle.
Yeah?
I got an email from a flying monkey not too long back.
You did?
Oh, yeah, it's good. I don't know the truth of it or not, but apparently not too long back, John Kerry was quoted his favorite Bible verse.
Is this that John 16:3 stuff?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! You know, it's an absolute joke. But go ahead because the joke is John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That, you know, anybody that was brought up the way I was brought up, or possibly the way you brought up, you know, you had that hammered into your head when you were a little kid. But
well, you know, the little old blue haired ladies did a good job.
Right, but if you look at John 16:3, it says.
Yeah.
What does it say?
They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me.
Oh, my God. Well, there you have it, Robin. There it is.
Nah, we're wrong, Mike.
Yeah.
We're wrong.
Well, you know, when this email first started making the rounds, the first time I saw it, it was attributed to Bush. When I first saw the email, it was like, George Bush is such a jerk and a moron and a freak and a fool that you know, he quoted the standard of John 3:16, and then he said, that's my favorite Bible verse, that's John 16:3. And then the person who put together the email looked at 16:3 and came back and said, oh, this is what 16:3 really says. Now, I saw that like on a Monday, and by Wednesday, I got it again, only this time, when it was emailed to me, it wasn't Bush doing it, it was Kerry.
Oh, it's traveling, brother. It's traveling. But the fun thing is, you know, I Snoped it.
Yeah? And what does Snopes say?
You know, Snopes.com.
You're right.
And, you know, it basically said what you just said.
Right.
But it got sent to me in an email by a guy who was, you know, declaring prophecy and yada, 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 handling snakes and drinking strychnine.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of took him seriously for a moment, and I told your producer, who isn't Kathy, that I wanted to chat with you about Revelation for a minute.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Well, you know, seeing as how this guy was able to discern so much from, you know, the dichotomy between John 3:16 and John 16:3,
right.
Never mind the fact that John 16:3 has a whole lot more to do with the fact that Al Sharpton said, you know, Jesus wouldn't be welcome in you Republicans, church.
Right.
You know, dead on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I decided to go and, you know, play around in the wonderful world of prophecy. And I ran across.
That's dangerous business, Robin.
Oh, no, it isn't.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
You go read Revelations when you get home over that Sip of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you know what? It's in our favor.
Is it in our favor?
It is in our favor. Oh, yeah. My brother Mike Malloy.
Yeah?
I give you Revelation 13:5-8.
All right, go ahead.
For 42 months was allowed to mouth its boasts and blasphemies and do whatever it wanted. It was allowed, Brother Mike, to make war against the saints and conquer them and given power over every race. Now, let's do a little quick math.
Okay.
That would be June 2000, for 42 months from January 2001.
Yeah.
That would be when Fahrenheit 9/11 came out. Brother Michael, I challenge you to know that the world saw in June 2004 that George Bush is the beast that he is.
Yeah. Put your hand on the computer.
Can I get an amen, Brother Mike?
Amen, amen, Brother Robin. Amen and amen. You know, you have inspired me to play once again, as we do periodically on this program, one of my favorite little prognostications. So if you'll just take a deep breath, Robin, kick back, and let's
it's
listen.
Good thing.
Let's listen.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
Hallelujah.
And you will know my name is the Lord.
Amen.
When I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Bad thing is, the neocons don't understand that's them.
I hear you, Robin. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. You too. And the other great piece of my personal revelation, of course, is Busta Rhymes. We got a minute to play that, Kathy? Huh? She shakes her head. Luke is calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's from Knoxville, but that's okay.
Oh, Knoxville. That's right, Luke from Knoxville. Well, I got my eyes in front of my eye teeth and couldn't see what I was saying.
Mike, I have you a drinking game for teetotalers for next week.
What is it?
All right. Now, if we watch C-SPAN, so we'll see all the Republican National Convention.
Right.
Let's each get out a bottle of Jack Daniels, and Every time we see Tom DeLay out in the open where he can talk, let's take a drink.
Well, I'd never get a drink.
That's what I mean, bud.
Well, no, I couldn't do that.
Because, like I say, he is the true face of the Republican Party.
Isn't he? And they're going to keep him so hidden, you will never hear the words.
Isn't
Tom DeLay.
The Dick Cheney in that undisclosed location.
I hear that.
Hey, I heard one tonight. Maureen Dowd was talking, and she had a quote. And I thought this is beautiful. I thought said George Bush doesn't pander to the religious right. He is the religious right.
He is indeed. He is indeed. Hey, you know who else we won't see? We won't see Trent Lott.
Oh, no.
And we won't see Brother Pat Robertson or Brother Jerry Falwell. We won't see Henry Hyde. We won't see, who's that focus on the family freak, Dobson?
Dobson, oh.
Yeah, won't see him. Won't see all these people who bought and paid for, with Christ's blood, the Republican Party. Won't see them. Won't see them. What we will see is Schwarzenegger, who believes that abortion should be legal. We'll see Pataki, who believes that abortion should be legal. We'll see this apostate rat, Zal Miller, who want to go there.
I tell you one thing, though. One thing I was listening to in the last couple of days, and they're starting to argue this thing. Well, can they say the Democrats hit the liberals? It's like, well, wait a minute. I saw Ted Kennedy. I saw him speak.
Right.
I saw Hillary Clinton. You know, I mean, I saw Barney Frank. I mean, it's like, so when they start, when they, you hear people start claiming that, it's get on the radio or get on your emails, you know, to all these papers and say, wait a minute, I remember seeing Ted Kennedy, so don't tell me the Democrats hid the liberals.
I hear that.
So why are the Republicans hiding the conservatives?
you know as well as I do.
Well,
Luke.
Yeah, I do too. But you know what I mean? That's the only way to get the reporters in on it. You got to sit there just. You know, like on the Washington Post, you know, when they have their discussions. Write them. Just tell them, you know, where are these people? Why are they being hidden away?
I hear you. Hey, Luke, thanks for checking in, buddy. We got
you
a boogie.
Too, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
This crusade, this war on terrorism, this is a new kind of evil.
It's about 9 before the hour, thanks to the New York crew, program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and the fabulous Queen of Air America Radio, Carmen Shamwell, answered your calls. Next time you call in, say hi, Carmen. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch archives the program at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Catherine Bay rides herd on everybody on the Molloy program. Don't forget to go to airamericaradio.com. Check out all the good stuff there. I think they have a link up now to my website. So anytime you want to come by MikeMolloy.com, please do. But check out airamericaradio.com. All sorts of good things there. I forget anybody? Thanks to Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com. I'd like to say thanks to my daughter, Wendy. No, just kidding. All right. Bob is calling from Queens, New York. Bob, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yes, Mike. I want to give a message to all these robot Republicans around the country. If Bill Clinton, I want to talk about Republican hypocrisy. If Bill Clinton were president today and we were spending $1 billion a week and losing 15 soldiers a week, which is what we're doing, the Republicans would be calling for his impeachment. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
I also want to say another thing about a Republican message. Remember the Reagan thing about are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Yeah.
From crime to the stock market to gas prices to health care to student loans to the environment to respect around the world to a surplus into a deficit for loss of jobs to bankruptcies, and yesterday it came out that an additional millions of people into poverty. Those, what I just listed, we're worse off for you now than we were 4 years ago. How can anybody vote for this moron?
I don't know.
It's impossible. And I have a good message for the Kerry voters. If Kerry holds on to every state that Gore won, I have three states that will conclusively go to Kerry that Gore lost. One is New Hampshire, Kerry's neighboring state.
Uh-huh.
Another is West Virginia, a state which in 100 years only voted for a Republican one time,
right,
which was last time on the gun issue.
Right.
And Nevada. I was out in Las Vegas a month ago. This whole thing with Yucca, with the Yucca Mount, with the nuclear waste.
Right.
Nevada will definitely go for Kerry. They hate Bush. If he picks up those three states, and even if he loses Florida and Ohio, which is the same profile as in 2000, Kerry wins.
Yeah, that, you know, people ought to stop looking at the Democrats, ought to stop looking at these half-witted polls and look at the electoral vote count. Kerry is going to win, and again, I'll fall back on what my colleague Randy Rhodes said. It's going to be a landslide.
I agree with you, and I have one final thing to say.
Yeah.
It came out today that a CIA, he was unnamed, it was a an unnamed source. The reason that they gave Bush on August 6th that PDB, you know, the presidential daily briefing,
right,
and they put it in bold letters, Bin Laden about to attack in the United States.
Yeah.
Because they know he doesn't read anything. They put it in bold letters, and he didn't even pay attention to that.
I know. It's awful. If we don't get rid of this guy, we're all doomed.
I agree with you on everything you say, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Bob. You have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, what's this? What is this? It says 250 bicyclists were arrested during a mass protest that passed Madison Square Garden Friday night, the first major police crackdown on demonstrators just days before a wave of activists were expected to descend for the Republican National Convention. This is Associated Press is reporting this. The cyclists had snaked through Manhattan for the monthly critical mass ride. But what was usually a crowd of hundreds swelled to thousands Friday, with organizers saying the excursion drew a horde of bikers who wanted to protest the convention. The deputy police commissioner up there, Paul Brown, said the cyclists had caused, quote, massive disruptions, close quote, and endangered motorists trying to drive through the city. About 250 cyclists were arrested, including one for throwing a beer can at an officer. Brown said, we gave them every opportunity to comply with the law. Those who didn't were arrested. Police had passed out leaflets to the bikers warning them not to ride more than two abreast. Many of them ignored the warning, causing massive traffic disruptions, according to the police guy. During the ride, bikers chanted anti-Bush slogans, stifled traffic, and in some places argued with motorists. Bicyclists, huh? Yeah, the critical mass thing, which, you know, people in several major cities around the country know what that's all about. You know, on Friday, you just get on your bike, and ride through the traffic. I guess if I'm trying to get home, it would piss me off too. But the point they're trying to make is a very valid point. Very valid point. We had that in Chicago. Remember that, Kathy? Five, six years ago, the critical mass thing. I don't know where it started, but and I know, yeah, you're right. You know, you're trying to get home. You got a babysitter. You got a kid. You got to pick your kid up at daycare. Whatever it is, yeah, okay, I understand. By the same token, you know, your kid's going to die anyway from asthma attack because you know, we all drive SUVs. So you know, six of one, half a dozen the other, right? I don't really mean that. You know what I'm saying? We're about out of time. There's no way to take another phone call, so I'm just going to say for people who are going to New York for this this lie-in, you know, be cool, be careful. We will have I think our people, Air America Radio people, are going to be inside the inside the thing, Madison Square. Yeah, just keep your dial on Air America Radio all day. That's all you need. Of course, you might want to see some pictures, too. So, y'all have a safe weekend. I will see you Monday night. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero, for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. An investigation is underway into whether there was an Israeli spy at the highest level of the Pentagon who obtained classified documents about Iran. According to the FBI, the documents were allegedly passed by an analyst in Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's office to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the powerful pro-Israel lobby in Washington. The suspected spy has not been identified and no arrests have been made. The Israeli embassy has denied the allegation that it has a mole in the Pentagon. President Bush signed an executive order giving the post of CIA director some of the sweeping powers the 9/11 Commission envisioned for a new intelligence czar. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the executive order enhances the powers of the CIA director and is aimed at strengthening U.S. intelligence capabilities. Thousands of Shiite marchers outside Najaf's Imam Ali Mosque were allowed to enter a shrine where militants loyal to rebel cleric Mokhtar el-Sadr have been holed up for weeks. The scene in the Iraqi holy city came after a deal was reached yesterday with the interim government and Sadr. Meanwhile, two Turkish companies working in Iraq say they will leave the country after two of their engineers were abducted by insurgents. A video taped aired on Turkish television Wednesday night showing the hostages seated in front of armed and masked militants. They threatened to kill the Turks within 72 hours unless their firms leave Iraq. Thousands of red, white, and blue balloons are being ready to rain down on Republican delegates inside New York's Madison Square Garden. Outside